Funding and timing are two obstacles facing Parks Department heads. In the town of Tonawanda, Councilman Bill Conrad, who also chairs the Youth Parks and Recreation Department, says COVID shutdowns meant lost sales and mortgage tax revenues, a big hit to their budget. They're planning to open only one pool this summer.
We're confident that we're going to open probably around June 29th our Lincoln Pool facility and waiting pool and offer some relief to our residents, but we're not going to be able to open our Kenmore pool, our Brighton pool, and right now the Aquatic Center is doing repairs, so we're not going to be opening that right now.
In the city of Buffalo, Public Works, Parks, and Streets Commissioner Michael Finn says the challenge is maintaining social distancing. Splash pads, he believes, could still operate with social distancing. City pools usually don't open until July 1st, but there's the question of crowded platforms and enclosed space. Other parks facilities could remain closed a while longer.
The short answer for a lot of our facilities, basketball courts, playgrounds, given the density of the use in the city, is that we're feeling that a lot of the things won't be able to open until the 6-foot social distancing is lifted or relieved in some way.
In the town of Cheektowaga, Parks General Crew Chief John Jaroszewski says this is the week he would normally be filling and preparing pools. He fears it may be too late to open them this summer.
There is no way logistically that I can get enough staff and pull the logistics off in a week. Because one, all the lifeguards got to get hired under resolution, you know, by town board. Our next meeting is until the end of June.
He's also awaiting further guidelines from the state on safety at playgrounds. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.